following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, Tom Baudet, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nutinol chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
At the KXPN Studios News Desk, I'm Merritt Lawson. Local radio hosts Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis will no longer have speaking roles on Wednesdays. Due to Big Red Lunch's Loperlink and Bob Jensen, there's just no more room in the show for them.
Au contraire, bonjour.
You know we couldn't keep the guys out of the show. So despite a busy show, the guys will get you ready for all your favorite high school teams, your UNK Lopers and the Nebraska Huskers. Now live at one of your Big Red Lunches, here's Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis.
And good morning, everyone, from Ball's Banquet Hall here in Grand Island. It's time for a Wednesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation as the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth is back on the road getting ready for our inaugural Husker Lunch, which means we've got football coming up on Saturday. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, we invite you to come down and join us now. Reservations for the lunches have already closed, so I don't want you to think you can come down and maybe there'll be a couple extra, but I don't want to get anybody in trouble here. You are more than welcome to come down, though, at 12 noon and listen to Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. And I want to thank Grand Island Home Federal for once again sponsoring our inaugural Husker Lunch for 2011. We are at downtown Grand Island at the Balls Banquet Hall, and we invite you to come down and join us. Sean will join us at the end of the program to talk a little bit of football, and then, of course, we will turn it over to Sean here and the folks at the Banquet Hall just after 12 noon, and his lunch is served, and he'll be answering your question. That's why he is here. He'll give you a short little synopsis of what he thinks, but he is going to answer your questions not only about Tennessee chat and the Big Ten, but the Huskers this year, and a lot of people fired up, and it's finally here, Tony. I think Coach Politi finally had a chance to address it. We can quit talking about joining the Big Ten. We can quit talking about all the changes. We can quit talking about the other teams for right now. We can talk about Nebraska football and another season beginning.
You say finally here. I was thinking on the way over here today, Doug, about, you remember when the Lincoln Journal Star puts X amount of days till kickoff, and it's 28, and you look at that number and you're going, oh man, is it ever going to get here? Well, it's here. It is finally here, and you see that number dwindle to 3, and then tomorrow 2, and the excitement level, although it be Tennessee, Chattanooga, the Moccasins roll in, it's still the season opener. You've still been waiting for football, and it's on at 2:30 Saturday.
Now, obviously, Las Vegas does not set a betting line or a spread for non-Division I opponents, but with Bodog out there and many other, it's up on Vegas Insider, it's up on Bodog. Nebraska is a 35-point favorite in this football game, and Daddy and I will make our predictions on the show on Friday, our inaugural Pigskin Pick'em of the Year, chance to win a combo meal to Big Dally's Deli just by being on and picking, and another great grand prize at the end of the year, and that's coming up every Friday on the program, and we'll be talking about our predictions there. But I feel pretty good about this one.
No, you got to feel good about this one, especially the way the defense sets up. Everybody's talked about that since the end of last year, the key pieces return, and they talk about up on the front line, Jared Crick, at the linebacking core, Levante David, and Dan Denner gets all the attention, albeit he probably won't play Saturday, and I wouldn't expect him to play if he's injured, if he's 95%. I still would not expect him to play. I think they'll get some young kids in there. They will carry him. They will take him, get some playing experience. I'll be interested to see the quarterback from Tennessee, Chattanooga, threw for 2,996 yards. He's a good, good quarterback. We'll see how he goes against some young kids. Hopefully he won't have enough time to go against those defensive backs. He'll be running around back there, and we'll put some pressure on him. But I think they can score a little bit. And when you say 35 points, you've only got to score one or two times if you're Tennessee Chattanooga. And then all of a sudden that point spread of 35 seems to be in jeopardy, because I don't think anybody wants an FCS opponent to come in here. Bo Pelini, I don't think, would drop the hammer and put 75-3 on these guys. They're nice enough to come play us. They take their check. They go home. It's a 50-17 ball game. In that case, you lose the spread.
Tennessee Chattanooga scoring twice on us? You are blasphemy. That is all you are. I could throw my prediction out right now, but I will wait till Friday.
I mean, I'm saying
the only way they're going to score twice is if the offense gives them the ball. It's a direct defensive touchdown.
Doug, I'm telling you, they got a preseason All-American receiver, and they got this quarterback. I'm just saying, if he gets any time to throw, our defensive backs better be prepared. You got some young guys stepping in for Dennard. The green kid hasn't played a lot. Josh Mitchell hasn't played a lot. It'll be interesting to see. They're going to test those guys.
Howell's 50. West Point Central Catholic, the defending state champions, nothing, okay? They are what they are. And coming up, our Loper Link here in just a couple of moments, Mike Munch, the head soccer coach of UNK, is going to join us. They open their season tomorrow, and they don't walk in lightly. They've got a big-time opponent, and their first two games are at home. Also coming up, we'll be talking with Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. It is Wednesdays. We'll talk high school football. Then in the second half of the show, Jared Crick joins us. Sean Callahan joins us as we are here at our first Husker Lunch in Grand Island. We'll be here in Grand Island this week. Next Wednesday, we'll be at Bullseye in Hastings, and then it's back to Kearney and Cunningham's Journal, the Loft Courtyard. We will be there for the remainder of the season. Right now, though, we are here in Grand Island at the Balls Banquet Hall on Sycamore Street in the downtown GI.
Yeah, and we're very, very excited. And like you said, Sean, Steve Sippel, Lincoln Journal Star, folks, come out and enjoy these lunches. If you've got questions and can't be here, shoot us an email. We'd love to pass them along to you. If you've got information out there, all of a sudden the new news out there is about the offensive line. People aren't talking about Jake Cotton. It's all of a sudden Spencer Long is the hot name on the streets. Now, that's the big name out there that could get the start on Saturday at left guard. Spencer Long, a sophomore out of Elkhorn, Nebraska. Jake Long apparently is his brother. I did not remember this. He caught a touchdown versus Colorado a year ago, but he has stepped in. He's put on 50 pounds of muscle in the last year and a half, and looks to be one of those people making some noise in his camp. I'm hearing in the last 2 weeks he's ran exclusively with the ones and could be that starter on Saturday.
Well, let's get this program underway, because we've got a lot of great guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and it's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith and Charter West National Bank. You have the reasons, they have the loans, and by the great folks at Garrett Tire, Treads, and Appliances. Whether you need something for your kitchen, your home, or your vehicle, Garrett has it for you. You can check them out online as well at GarrettAppliance.com. And it is time to get ready for soccer season. We will talk now with the head soccer coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, Mike Munch, as they begin season number 3, and you saw so much vast improvement from season 1 to season 2. Coach, good morning. I know you're jacked up for another season. Are you expecting just as much improvement in season 3 as you had in season 2?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me on. You know, we are going to improve. There's no doubt about that. I don't know that it's going to be as noticeable as the improvement was between seasons 1 and 2. You know, we only had up to go after that first year, so that was rather, I wouldn't say it's easy, but it was rather noticeable. This year, again, we're not going to surprise anybody. We are going to be better. We're more athletic. We're more technical, but in terms of wins and losses, we'll just sort of see how that falls.
Mike, who has stepped in since camp has started for you guys this fall and taken over, and you look to be a leader this year and look to be I got one of those guys in soccer, points, the goal scorer. Who's going to be the premier goal scorer for this team?
Well, if everything goes according to plan, we're not going to rely on one person. You know, that's when you have somebody that's scoring 15 or 20 goals a year, that's great, but that sometimes is also easy to shut down. You know, we have a couple players returning that did a really good job for us last year. I think our fans will recognize the name of Beckett Talcott. She was one of our first all-conference award winners last year. She was named preseason all-conference this year. She'll be one of our forwards. Raleigh Mercer was our second leading scorer last year. She's done really well in preseason. And then a name a lot of our listeners will probably recognize, Ashton Pulaski from Hastings High School, will be starting as well as a freshman. And she scored a ton of goals over at Hastings High and scored a lot of goals for me at the club level. So we're hoping that the three of those girls will combine and get us to where we need to be in terms of goal scoring.
Mike Mudge is joining us. He's the head soccer coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney on our Loper Link. And you're not going to be graduating a ton of seniors when you've started your program just a couple of years ago. So basically, everybody is back. Do you feel that obviously this will be the first year that you actually have experience coming back on this team?
Yes, very much so. We sort of talk about this year, we're now sort of a normal program. We're not dealing with all the growing pains and the newness factor. We do have four seniors on the team this year. We do have 11 returning starters, even though because we have increased our talent level, that some of those kids that started last year have a little bit of a different role this year and may not start right away. So, experience is something that's nice to have. It's not anything that we've had previously. The kids have gone through everything before. They know what the conference is like. They know what the season is like. But yet we have added some freshmen that are going to contribute. So we think we're sort of the normal program now, and we're into a normal phase, and transition from year to year is going to be a lot easier.
Well, it certainly looks like they're not going to take it easy on you with the schedule. You're going to get tested right away. Central Missouri rated ninth in the national preseason poll.
Yeah, well, that's I can't blame anybody for that. That was me. We had the opportunity. They had contacted us about playing, and they were willing to come up to us. And the fact that we do have some experience coming back, the fact that we play in a very, very difficult conference, we play seven games against our conference members that were teams that were in the NCAA tournament last year. So I thought, this will be a good chance right off the bat just to sort of see where we are. Central Missouri returns, I think, 10 starters from their team last year, a team that was rated as high as number two in the country. They lost in the regional final to St. Edwards. They're also, of course, a future MIAA member, a rival that we're going to have to deal with in the future. So, there's no backing or ducking people. We want to see what we're like, see how they are, and just sort of see how things get into the season.
7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night at UNK. Then Fort Hays State comes in on Labor Day night, and that gets underway at 7 o'clock. Mike, you have had some exhibition games with the girls. Tell the fans out there how those have went and what you saw in those games.
Well, yeah, we had three preseason scrimmages. Two of them were here at Foster Field. We played a couple of under 18 club teams, which are for the most part high school seniors, a chance to maybe ease into the season a little bit, and we did rather well. I think we won one of those 3-0, the other 4-0. It's a chance to really get a good look at all of our players. We have 27 on the roster, and I don't feel uncomfortable putting any of those players on the field, which is always nice. The third preseason scrimmage, we went over to Maryville to play Northwest Missouri State. Again, we like to take the team on the road for at least one of our preseason games. We played on grass, which we don't get to do a lot. It's rather humid and muggy, and we played well. We actually jumped on them pretty early and were unlucky not to score in the first 20 minutes. We did eventually score a goal and win the game 1-0, but it was good to get out and have a little adversity and deal with that, and the girls showed really well. So, we came through the preseason winning all three games, first time in our preseason in our short history that we've done that. The kids are pretty healthy, which, again, that's something that you want to accomplish coming out of preseason. So we're about as in good a shape as we can be at this point in time, and I think everybody's ready to play tomorrow night.
Coach, you guys are picked eighth in the RMAC conference. Now, it is a brutally tough conference for women's soccer. Is that a fair assessment of this team, or I know you want to be higher than that?
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. Like I mentioned, you've got five schools that were NCAA tournament schools last year. That's probably the most out of any one conference in the country. So, you know, our goal is to try to get to the postseason tournament, and our conference only sends six to our own tournament. So, you know, you got to be a pretty darn good team just to get into the postseason tournament. You know, they did rank us ahead of a couple of schools, two or three. We're pretty even with the other schools that are sort of in that same range. It's just a matter of trying to get into that top five. And it's, you know, again, it's just not an easy haul. But, again, that's what competition's all about. We're much better in terms of being able to compete and deal with these schools. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. We don't want to leave the conference without having made that tournament, and that's a big push that we're going to have this year. You know, we're just going to go give it the best we can.
Well, Mike, we'll let you get ready and remind the folks that tomorrow night, ninth-ranked Central Missouri comes in to take on the Lopers in the season opener, 7 o'clock at Foster Field. And, Coach, we'll be talking with you throughout the season, and best of luck tomorrow night and throughout the year.
Very good. Thanks for having me on, and we'll hope to see everybody out tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Mike. Thank you. Mike Munch, the head coach of the UNK Women, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. On a hot, humid day like this, try one of their icy, frozen cherry or Coke treats for just $1. When we come back, Bob Robert Jensen is going to join us from the worldwide headquarters of Huskerland Prep Report in Central City or wherever he's at. Sometimes he's in his bunker. You just never know. But we're going to talk high school football. There were some eye-popping and eye-opening performances on the opening week. We'll talk about those, preview the games coming up. Plus, Jared Crick, Sean Callahan will join us as well as we are live at Ball's Banquet Hall, downtown Grand Island on Sycamore Street. Come out, join us. Sean Callahan, our first Husker Big Red Lunch is coming your way starting at 12 noon. We'll take a break and be back with more at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth after this.
Have a better day. Only Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The new $3 flatbread breakfast combo, a 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwich, and a cup of Seattle's Best Coffee, all for just $3. Try the crisp-alicious bacon, egg, and cheese, and put your spin on it with everything from juicy tomatoes to spicy jalapenos. The new Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards plus tax where applicable.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hello?
Jim, we need to talk.
Now? It's been a rough day.
Oh, you've had a rough day. Since you left this morning, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim. Contacts, fuses, micro switches, and U-joints. All things that require your attention.
Believe me, I know. I'm doing all that I can. I'm only one man, and I'm a farmer, not an electrician.
Well, just remember, you chose me. Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered center pivots from T&L Irrigation instead, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Okay, so we can't solve your relationship problems, but we do know a lot about making your irrigation life simpler. Contact your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today.
Let's go to the Nebraska State Fair in Grand Island with Tyson Havronik. Brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island. DinsdaleAuto.com. Tyson's report is right after this.
Welcome to the Nebraska State Fair. You'll find plenty to see and do during your visit. And be sure to visit the Tom Dinsdale Automotive Lot at the fair. Take your time and get a good look at the selection of Chevrolet, Cadillac, and GMCs. Or take a walk indoors for the Tom Dinsdale Automotive display of BMW and Hyundais. You'll find a terrific selection at either location at the State Fair. And best of all, you'll find State Fair deals. Learn more about the huge inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com. Tom Dinsdale Automotive. See them at the fair.
With another report from the Nebraska State Fair, I'm Tyson Ivronik for Platte River Radio. By the time you park the car, figure out where you want to go, your dogs might be a little bit tired. Yeah, the state fairgrounds is so large, there's such a lot of walking to do. This year, though, they're hoping to change that for some people.
Something that that we have never done at the Nebraska State Fair, as long as I can remember, we're going to bring shuttles to the interior of the grounds. The fairgrounds in Lincoln was not configured to allow for that. We tried it for a couple days last year. It seemed to work well. So this year we're going to bring shuttle buses. They're trams, four trams to the interior of the grounds, and they'll run in a circle, basically going from the livestock arena over towards the north 4-H FFA building, out to the grandstand, the motorsports area, then to the new East Marketplace, and then come back over here to the front of the building.
There are even shuttle buses just to get you to the State Fair grounds.
Yeah, we've got five different locations in the city of Grand Island. There's a north route and there's a south route. The north route consists of the Conestoga Mall and Sam's Club. The south route consists of the South Walmart, the Nosdall Field, which is located at Highway 34 and 281, and then Central Community College, College Park. We have shuttles running every day from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. There are four shuttles running each route on the weekends and one shuttle running each route during the week. That's eight buses running on the weekends.
Now that your transportation problems are solved, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to enjoy the good life on a stick. Tyson Ivronik for Platte River Radio.
Listen for more from the Nebraska State Fair six times every day right here. Brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, DinsdaleAuto.com.
All right, Tom, get the plane.
Miami, South Beach, bringing the heat, can y'all feel that, can y'all feel that, jig it out,
And we're back on the Doug and Danny Show, live from Ball's Banquet Hall in downtown Grand Island, located on Sycamore Street, getting ready for our first Husker lunch of the season. And coming up in just a little bit, Bob Jensen is going to join us from Huskerland Prep Report as we get ready for this week one. A lot of the teams that, everybody that didn't play last week, Tony, is going to be playing this week, and we won't break it up too much until we get Bob on the line here, who's just moments away. But there were some great performances yesterday, and there's going to be some pretty neat games this week.
Yeah, and obviously if you played last week, there's going to be an off week. An area team like Ravenna has no game this week, so you practice. Yeah, you get to play week zero, then take a week off. Once you start playing football, I think you look forward so much to the games as taking a week off, no matter who you're playing, it's a letdown, certainly, for those teams.
I think if you have that bye week, you want to make sure it happens this month. There's a couple of them that have it either the last week of the season, which is great if you're going into the playoffs, or next to last week of the season. I know in some cases it was that last week of the season and there were no playoffs for a few of those teams.
Yeah.
And so you were done playing football in the middle of October.
Yeah, it's no fun, though, when you got nobody hurt and you don't need a week off. when you get the middle of the season, you get some people banged up, it's nice to have that week off. You get 3-4 weeks in. I think that's the ideal spot to get some people healed up, make a little stretch run.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Danny Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. He's got game.
From the worldwide headquarters, it is Bob Jensen's weekly Wednesday visit here on the Doug and Danny Show as we discuss what's going on in high school football. And before we look ahead, we always like to look back
Robert made the trip to the western portion of the state of Nebraska. And, Bob, good morning. How did it go? Tell us about what you saw last week.
Yeah, hey, hello there, dude. Daddy. It was a good trip. It's always a great trip to go to the Panhandle. Anybody that's listening to this that hasn't spent time in the Panhandle needs to hop in their car and go out there. It's worth the drive. The two things that I saw, a couple games, and one of them was a laugher, one of them wasn't. Taking the laugher first, I saw St. Pat's, who, you know, you knew was going to beat Bayard. I had no idea how badly they beat Bayard. They beat Bayard 56-0. The defending or the returning All-State quarterback, Brandon Stewart, ran for his life. He had no chance. And the thing that caught me in my eye about St. Pat's was not the score or anything like that. That's a team that is listed to have a whole bunch of 180-pound starters in their offensive line. I don't know if they just reported their seventh-grade weights, but those people are bigger than expected. And a kid to watch, a kid to keep an eye on in the St. Pat's line is a junior by the name of Joseph Clinch. He's their center. He's a big kid. He's getting bigger. He's an exceptional lineman. St. Pat's is really good. The other game that I saw, more of a statewide profile, I suspect, with McCook and Scott's Bluff. And Scott's Bluff has got a real nice crop of young kids. They've got some real nice-looking juniors, some 215-pound linemen that can move a little bit and all that. But they got stung early on a couple of plays where they just completely blew assignments, big holes. And Matt Chitwood, for those that are watching and keeping up, is really a fabulous athlete. And he showed it the other night. Chitwood's the quarterback. Jay Schlager's the eye-backer kid that a lot of people have been talking about. He's getting some early recruiting attention. And the fullback is a kid named Justin Terry, big kid, 200 pounds, 215 pounds, big power back, broke loose for a long run. And that's just a long way of saying that when Cook is good, I they've got a chance to really make a statement this week. But last week they got the lead, they protected the lead, and they looked a lot more explosive than I've seen McCook look in the last couple of years.
Bob, statewide last week, was there a score out there or two that just really said wow to you? Something really came off the radar? Was it Fairbury getting blasted them in the game we were at?
Well, it's funny. Now, first of all, I wanted to report this. I was in the panel. I was in beautiful downtown Minotaur, Nebraska, when I was listening to you, Daddy, on my radio. Just out of curiosity, I checked out the mighty 98.9. I was listening to your game in Minotaur. Turned out to be not much of a game. I will tell you that I was disappointed by Fairbury's failure to show up. I mean, I didn't see anything like that coming. However, like we said last week, Mendon's got the goods. And I tell you what, a game like that really, you know, launches them into the season. And that was the score that caught my attention. And, of course, the performance that caught everybody's attention was Jake Finley, the quarterback. First time he ever started a game at quarterback, threw for 487 yards and 7 touchdowns in a game. And he did almost all of that in the first half. And he just put on an unbelievable show. Everybody talks about Drew Ott, the Iowa recruit, and he was plenty good. He had like 10 catches for 230 yards and a couple touchdowns, something like that. But, you know, they didn't beat just, a Rummy. You know, Shelby has played a lot of good football over the years. They didn't last Friday, but that's really a statement win for Gildner also.
And we have to remember that that's an 80-yard field, so I know they're scoring about every play, but it's not like you can add that extra 20 yards on when you're part of the defense. A couple other scores that got teams off to good starts that haven't been off to good starts for a long, long time. Centura gets a win. We know their new coach from last year got it pointed in the right direction. His son is running the quarterback position. They beat Fillmore Central and Nebraska City, who I just, every time I knew when the score was coming on the scoreboard show, they were going to mention Nebraska City getting beat by 60 points. And I about wrecked the car when I heard that they won, and they not only won, but they thumped Auburn 40-14. Sorry, Todd Gatula, but at least those are a couple that I noticed, and there may be a couple more out there that are 1-0 for the first time in a while.
Well, first of all, you know, Greg Hansen at Centura, The man knows how to coach football. He's taken a team to the state final. If I'm not mistaken, every team that he had at Stanton made the playoffs. There was a lot of work to do when he got there, but he's got the kids interested. He's got some better athletes, and he's got them organized. And those are the things that will make you a better football team. You know, Fillmore was a team that made the playoffs last year. It's a team that had some returning players, and that's a great start for them. As far as Nebraska City goes, I actually did an interview earlier this week with their head coach, B.T. Krotzel, who actually was an assistant to Matt Turman at Scott for a few years. And in fact, the one year that Matt took off to be with his wife in Virginia, he was the head coach at Scott. And he took that job 2 years ago knowing full well that, it had been really bad at Nebraska City for a long time. What he told me was, he said they had great participation during the summer, the classic foundation laying over the summer. And he's got a couple kids that can play some ball. That Auburn team, actually, they're not going to win state, obviously, but they were close to making the playoffs last year. They've got a 1,000-yard running back coming back, but by all accounts, Nebraska City just absolutely dominated them up front. And they have Mount Michael this week. It's a real chance that Nebraska City will be 2-0 to start the season.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he always does on Wednesdays here. If you look at your top 30 must-see games of 2011, Bob, 4 out of the top 11 are this week, including the number one game for must-see this year for football fans. It's in the eastern part of the state. It's in Class A, Millard North at Omaha Burke, but a couple right in our backyard, St. Cecilia at Kearney Catholic, along with Overton at Shelton.
Well, I tell you what, I do want to say one thing about the Millard North Omaha Burke game. I don't claim to be a real expert when it comes to a lot of things, but I'm telling you what, that game will be played with a lot of feeling. There's a lot of the players are very interested in getting together. I believe there will be a lot of really great contact in that game, if you will. So, number one against number two, it doesn't get much better than that. As far as the Shelton game goes, this is their chance. I mean, here's a team that made some big improvements last year. They've got a lot of experience coming back. They got a game under their belt. And I'll be honest, I don't know I don't think anybody knows exactly what to make out of opening week. I think there was a thought that Shelton should win that game against Nebraska Christian by a larger margin. NC is right in my backyard. And when I say backyard, I mean it's like a quarter mile from my house. And I can tell you this, their coach, Carl Ostrand, who was a great football player at Ansley back in the 80s, for my money, the best ball-handling quarterback I've ever seen. He's another guy. He used to be an assistant coach to Bill Carlin down at Adams Central. He's got that program playing a lot better football, so we'll see what happens. But as far as Shelton goes, this is their shot. Overton has got the pedigree. I mean, that's the kind of program you need to beat if you're going to be that team. And here's their chance. And if they do, if Shelton finds a way to win that game, it can open the door to some really great things down the rest of the way. As far as Kearney Catholic goes, we've talked earlier about their easy opening schedule. Apparently, they couldn't get the number 3 rated team on the schedule, so they're just going to play 1, 2, and 4. having said all that, here's another great opportunity for a program that seems like it's close to breaking through. They've got a lot of talent coming back. They've got some size on the line. Lowry and Squires in the line are two exceptional junior linemen. They've got that Coach Collins kid at quarterback, or at least in the skill mix. And there's just a lot of they've got speed. They played so well at the end of last year. St. Cecilia is St. Cecilia, and that is the number one thing. But St. Cecilia lost a lot of people from last year's team. It's the first game of the year. You got some unknowns to throw in the mix. But I think it's a really intriguing game, and it's a great opportunity for Kearney. And St. Cecilia is in a no-win situation. This St. Cecilia, they should always win. But I tell you what, they could be in for a long night on Friday. We'll see what happens.
Well, there were a lot of blowouts last week, but there should be a lot of good games. Just a minute left here, and I'm really interested to see if Hastings High can get over the hump here Friday night. It's the annual battle now between Adams Central and Hastings High, and I'm going to be honest. I think for the first time, Bob, I'm leaning towards the Tigers. What do you think in this one?
Well, I say I'm not saying that's crazy. I interviewed Jake Fowler earlier this week, the junior running back at Adams Central. Had the big game last week against Sydney, 200 yards and four touchdowns. And he just told me, he said, you know, I'm not saying this. We really respect Hastings and what they did last year. And Hastings did. Hastings made some huge improvements, and they did it with a team that's almost going to come back intact. They've got something like 10 starters back on both sides of the ball. The biggest advantage that Adams Central has is the fact that they've been there a lot lately. And, again, you know, here you go. It isn't quite the same thing as it is for a Shelton necessarily. But, you know, if Hastings finds a way to win that ball game, then look out. I mean, you know, who's to say that Hastings couldn't wind up winning six or seven games before it's all over?
Bob, we appreciate the time. As always, we'll catch up with you on the scoreboard show Friday night. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Great job, boys. Thanks.
He's always... He joins us every Wednesday. I can't believe it's the last day of August. He joins us every Wednesday. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. You can go to their website, huskerlandpreps.rivals.com, and follow the very latest. It's all there for you at huskerlandpreps.rivals.com. Bob Jensen follows high school football as well and better than anybody in the state of Nebraska.
Almost better, but that Hastings trip deal, how'd that go? Who took the lead in that contest?
One week in the books, and I was kidding with Ed Littler and some of the guys. Ed stopped by here today. We went 9-1. Everybody else went 7-3, and I wish I could have pulled the trigger on Centura because that was the game we missed against Fillmore Central. You got to have it proven to you, and that's how you miss these games. And nothing against Fillmore Central. I just know the Centura people a lot better. I'm so happy that they got off to a winning start. But like I said, now we've talked a little trash to all those guys, so we're going to go 4-6 this week. A lot more games this week in the Hastings Trib High School contest that are a lot tougher to pick. And, Daddy, I had to send it in before the show, so I didn't get to hear what Bob was going to tell us on this show. I circled Hastings High, which also was very tough. You can't just take the norm every time. Adams Central is just so good for so long, and I've known Bill Carlin forever, but you gotta think maybe this is their chance.
That's certainly one of those deals. Hastings High has been one of those programs, and Coach Rebarger, real good guy. We enjoy being around him. He's a lot of fun to be around. It's one of those deals. I know it's been a real struggle. He's shaking his head a lot more than he's had smiles on his face. The kids jumping around, celebrating wins.
Same thing with Kearney Catholic and St. Cecilia. You have to pick St. Cecilia. Although in the past, Kearney Catholic has beaten them. They're still the champs, and you've got to stick with them. So we'll see it. Daddy and I will be at the Kearney Catholic Hastings St. Cecilia game Friday night here on ESPN Radio. The Shelton Overton games on Classic Hits 98.9. Mike Will has the Adams Central Hastings High game, and that game is going to be on 12:30 KHAS. Sutton Blue Hill will be on the Breeze 94.5. We need to take a break. Jared Crick joins us next, and then Sean Callahan live from Ball's Banquet Hall here in Grand Island, our inaugural Husker lunch. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And it's 2009 AL MVP Joe Mauer stepping up to the shower. He turns on the water, wets down his hair, and reaches for the Head and Shoulders. Mauer knows Head and Shoulders is for more than just dandruff. It does 7 great things for his scalp and hair. And here comes the squeeze. He's washing. That hair's going to look out of this world.
Yo, Mauer.
Yes.
Enough with the sportscaster impressions.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
sorry. Just thinking out loud.
Head and Shoulders, 7 benefits, 1 bottle. Official shampoo of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet. Every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done with guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Widespread fog possible early on today, then skies become mostly sunny with a high temperature of 94 degrees, southeast winds 5 to 15. For tonight, look for mostly clear skies, southeast winds still 5 to 15, low 69. Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show rolls on here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation as of game week coming up on Saturday, and we've been chatting with some of the local guys, and his face is everywhere, Daddy. Jared Crick has always been great to talk with us, but you know what? We used to be the only ones that want to talk to him, and now everybody in the world wants to talk to him.
Well, and we used to say he was from Cozad. Don't do that. He's from Albuquerque, but he grew up in Cozad. Lord knows. He's not. Just relax, people, with the hometown being Cozad. I heard he got all upset about that, but his face on Sports Illustrated, that's pretty cool to have your face on Sports Illustrated. Jared Crick joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show right here on ESPN Radio. Welcome back, big man.
Appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to be on.
How much more of your time with things like this than just last year with all the photo shoots, all the interviews? You've been kind of the face of the program all fall camp, all spring ball, all summer. You're on ESPN's game bus. I mean, all things like that. How much more every day is taken out of your day than we've seen the last couple years?
Significantly more. You know, last year I thought I had done a lot, but this year that was triple that. And, you know, it's all right, though. I mean, you got to do it, so you just got to have fun with it, and I think that's what I've been doing for the most part. Just whoever wants to interview me, just do it. Whoever wants to take a picture of me, just do it. And, you know, you got to represent the university the right way, and I hope I do that.
How much of it? I guess, when do you know that you're going to be on Sports Illustrated? I mean, they tell you that you're going to be on the cover?
No, it was kind of a week before thing. They said, hey, Sports Illustrated is going to come down and do something with you. Excuse me, just be ready. So
so you're in your stance, you're ready for them.
Yeah, and then, you know, like a couple of days prior, they'll give you a little more detail, and you won't really figure out till, I didn't find out till the day I was up there doing the shoot that it was going to be on the cover. So it was kind of a, you know, I would have shaved or something. But no, it was fine. I mean, you just get kind of things like that where they don't tell you all the details. You just kind of go in, you know, guessing, am I going to be on the cover or am I going to be, you know, just a little picture on page 119, whatever. But like I said before, as long as you know, you do it and have fun with it, it's not that big of a deal as long as you represent the university the right way.
Jared Crick's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They put up a little snippet of that on Huskers.com where you could watch kind of the behind the scenes of this photo shoot. Okay, Sports Illustrated in photo shoot, all we think is swimsuit models, but here's Jared Crick palming the helmet and looking tough and doing different things. Then they show you coming over looking at what the pictures were, and you kind of had a grimace on your face. So what'd you think of that whole process and just what they wanted you to do?
It was definitely cool. You know, they had a great photographer, a great staff up there working with me, and it was a lot of fun. They didn't make me do anything that I didn't want to do. They just, you know, had a good time with me. So it was really, really easy, and they made the picture look great. I mean, they took at least I'd probably say 50 different pictures with different poses, that kind of thing. And all of them look really good to me. I mean, I'm not that photogenic of a guy. I mean, I can look good sometimes, but overall, you know, it's hit or miss. So, but all the pictures look good, and I was very pleased. And, you know, it was just a fun experience. You know, I didn't really care if I was going to be on the cover or not, just as long as I was having fun doing it, which I did. And like I said, they have a great, you know, photographer and great photography staff, and it was a lot of fun. I'd like to do it again sometime.
Now, if you did the, like, the Starsky and Hutch prison scene, like the growl like a tiger, would you have done that?
No, definitely not. I would have left immediately.
Well, let's talk a little football. Game week's here, and it should be your final first game at the University of Nebraska. Your thoughts as you get ready for the final season as a Cornhusker?
It's gonna be weird, knowing that it's my last one. You know, this is my last game, and you know, every game's gonna be my last. So it's gonna be definitely weird, but at the same time, I really can't soak it up, because I got a job to do, I got a responsibility, I got to focus and refocus every single play, which leaves no time to really reminisce or think about the crowd, think about what I'm gonna miss here at Nebraska. So you know, when it's all said and done, I'll probably look back at it and I might cry a little bit, but you know, who knows.
That's what those New Mexico people do.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just one of those things where I just got to take it game to game, play to play. And if I don't do that, then, you know, I'm not going to become the player I want to be or, you know, have success. So it's just one of those things, just one of those games where you really can't live it up till afterwards. So it's going to be fun, though. We're really excited, you know, especially for this week. Chattanooga's a great team coming in. It's going to be a great game and a great challenge for us. But
they're well coached too. Throw that in there.
Definitely well coached. Got a great quarterback.
Awesome.
Great
offense.
Across the board, they're all right. But you know, it's going to be fun for them to come up and you know, definitely get it rolling again. We've been, you know, waiting for this since January. It's time, and we're ready for it.
So many people's names have been mentioned for that one defensive end spot, Eric Martin among them. That's kind of the fan favorite for his big hits and whatnot. Who starts there?
You know, it's still up for grabs. I really can't say. Just we got a guy rotating in, you know, all the time. And it's just, you know, whoever's going to be more consistent, you know, this week, that's going to probably, you know, get that starting spot. But we got a lot of guys, you know, like you said, Eric Martin, who's came up and did a great job after his transition from linebacker. You know, you got Jason Ankra, who's, you know, big, stout, physical defensive end. And Josh Williams, who's a very smart defensive end. And Joe Carter, a new kid coming in, you know, who's also fighting for that spot. So it's really, it's up for grabs right now. And whoever it is, I'm going to trust that they can do, you know, do the responsibility and get the job done. But it's not just going to be one guy playing the entire game. We're going to rotate, you know, all four of those guys in just, you know, constantly. So, you know, no matter who starts, really doesn't matter. I'm sure they're all going to see the same amount of playing time either way.
Jared Crick's with us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Everybody always asks to compare. Just your thoughts with what's going on with the first – when you were a sophomore starting, what's going on as a junior and where this defense is now? Can you give us a sense of where you think this defense is compared to the last 2 years, and maybe what is better about this defense, if there is anything?
You know, every defense is different, but definitely something different about this year. We're a lot more close, and we got a lot more leadership at every position. You know, you got guys like, you know, Fonzo, Austin Cassidy, Courtney Osborne in the secondary, you know, Levante, Will Compton at linebacker, and myself, Baker, Cam, you know, we're all upper, you know, older classmen, and who's been in the trenches before, been in the fight. So we have a lot more depth, definitely. Not taking away from the defense of the past, but definitely we got a lot of guys at every position who's played before, has a lot of experience, and that's definitely going to play dividends for us this year. You know, got a couple new guys, but they're also mature enough that when they come in, they know what they need to do to get the job done. So, you know, all of our defenses in the past have been great, but this one, I think the depth and the experience is probably what separates us from the past defenses.
Jay, I haven't said this. I've been waiting. I've thought about this summer, and I've waited until getting you on to say this. With this defense this year, if this offense, which has been, you say what you want about the last 2 years, nearly pathetic.
Not as good as they could be.
Not okay, whatever you want to say. I say if they score 24 points, you guys are playing for a national championship. You stand by that statement?
That's the plan. You know, as a defense, our mindset is they should only have to kick a field goal for us to win every game. You know, is that far-fetched? Perhaps. But that's just the mindset we got to have in going to every game, is we gotta shut them down, because that's our goal as a defense, you know, allow no points. And like I said, is it far-fetched? Maybe. But if you're not going in with that mindset, with that goal, you know, what are you out there playing for? So, you know, 24 points should be more than enough, you know, for us to get into the show. But, you know, they got our support, and, you know, offense has, you know, the defense's support, and we have their back no matter what. So, and, you know, I like what I see, and, you know, they've been getting better all through fall camp, you know, week to week. So I'm expecting big things out of the offense, but first and foremost, I'm expecting big things out of my defense. So we go out and do our job. I think we're going to win a lot of ball games this year.
All the attention. Is it hard? Is it hard not to think about Sundays?
Not really, because, you know, I've had great guys come before me, like, you know, Sue, Phil Dillard, who really helped me out with that, you know, last year, perhaps a little bit. But this year, you know, the mindset, if I don't go out and, you know, have a great season, there's no reason to be thinking about Sundays, because it won't happen the way I want it to. So as long as I do my job here at Nebraska, everything will work out for itself.
He became a star here first, and we're so glad that he gives
swim
us time.
Move. It was a swim you, move, put yeah. him over the top.
He gave us the time, and Jared, we'll see you Saturday after the game. Have a great senior season, and best of luck as always. We appreciate the time.
All right, thanks, guys.
Jared Crick joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as we joke with him, getting to talk to him when he first goes on campus at the University of Nebraska. Now, Daddy, it's unbelievable. We've almost taken Jared for granted, because he's always been great with us, and it's hard to believe that we're talking with a guy that some people believe could be the best man on defense in the country.
Yeah, it's certainly something. When he showed up hoping to get on the field, and you never knew, maybe even play some special teams and do some deals, to go from that to being a first round draft, and I would think lock right now, coming back for your senior year, if you have the type of season that everybody's expecting them to have, he'd be a lock in that first round, and to go on and play on Sundays is probably just still a dream in his mind as he thinks about it, the future for him.
We are here at the Balls Banquet Hall in downtown Grand Island on Sycamore Street, about 10 minutes away from getting our first Husker lunch of the season underway. Sean Callahan is on hand, and we'll talk to him in just a moment on the Doug and Daddy Show. He'll be here answering questions live and going over the Huskers, what he's seen in fall camp, what he's seen over the summer, and previewing the season, including Saturday's game. And you have to remind me, all these comparisons between Crick and Sue, I've yet to ask Jared if he's going to be involved in the offense like Sue was at the goal line.
You know, that's disappointing if he's not. You know, to stick around for your senior year, to go through another fall camp without taking the money, if he doesn't get a goal line carry and get a bluster for 6 points, I will be disappointed.
I would say after he tweaked his knee in spring, that might be the one reason that they don't want to take any chances with the young man. And next time we talk to him, we'll have to remember to ask him. We'll take a break here. You've been listening to the Doug and Daddy Show from Ball Sports Banquet Hall here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Don't forget, Midway is there for you. Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to a new or pre-owned vehicle, the price is right there on the windshield, on the window, because it is hassle-free. It makes it easier for you. It makes it easier for the sales folks. And you can check it out. It's always the best price around. That's what they encourage you to do. Go to thinkmidway.com for all the latest. They take care of you like no other at the Midway Auto Group at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Stop by and see them today. South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. Sean Callahan joins us when we come back.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Hi folks, John Shambi here, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is now available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medicine, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra delivers fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms. Allegra starts working at hour one to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. In fact, Allegra doesn't have any warnings about important everyday activities while taking it, like being careful while driving or operating machinery. Full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose one a day or two a day tablets. For added relief from congestion and sinus pressure, choose new Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength now without a prescription over the counter. Get it all with Allegra. Now on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
Here's my credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
The thing about machines and engines, if they ain't broke, they will be. It's just a matter of degrees and time, and that's why K&K Parts are good people to know. At K&K, hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find, and neither is top-quality machining when you need a part created, or batteries for everything from camcorders to tractors. Though, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, head to K&K, 1204 South Central Kearney.
Hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find here at K&K Parts Company.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Just wrapping up our final segment here from Ball Sports Banquet Hall going on in Grand Island in just a little bit. The Husker Sports Luncheon, our first Husker Luncheon of the year with Sean Callahan. We'll get underway. We've got a great crowd on hand, Daddy, and everybody ready for the season opener on Saturday.
Well, everybody's excited for it. And, Sean, you're finally excited not to have to go to practice or wait around after practice. You don't get to see practice anyway. Nobody does. It's a secret deal. It's like the CIA around there as far as practice goes. We're 3 days away from a football game finally.
Yeah, still no depth chart or anything official to look at, but, you know, Bo really keeps a tight lid on it. I think this year it's been about as tight of a lid as I've seen in the 12 years I've been around the program. I mean, it seems like even the number of practice guests that get in to watch the practice is down this year. You just don't see as many people, and they've really kept things tight on this new offense. The Big Ten Network guys came in town to watch practice, and the World Herald tried to interview them about the new offense, and even they gave a no comment about what Nebraska's new offense is going to look like. So there's gonna be some intrigue, but I think some things we can tell you right now, it's going to be up-tempo. There's going to be a lot of no huddle. They're going to signal the plays in from the sidelines. One interesting thing is Barney Cotton will be up in the coach's box with Tim Beck, which will be new for him. Rich Fisher and Ron Brown will be down on the sidelines, you know, signaling in those plays. And they'll really, I think, have a really fast-paced, up-tempo look to this offense on Saturday.
Sean, do you think the reason we haven't seen the depth chart is because they actually want to play this many kids, or they just don't want the opponent to know, or this is just Bo doing what he's doing? Because we know we're going to see, or we're supposed to see, maybe a lot of true freshmen. I think you mentioned on the report this morning could be up to five.
Yeah, it's been pretty consistent with Bo on the depth charts. You know, since he's been here, he really never has released one before the first game. Last year he put it out, I think, the morning of the game on Saturday. And I think that could be what happens again this week. They might put it on. What they end up doing is they put it on Huskers.com, and they don't even release it. And whoever links it to a message board first is how you find out about it, because they don't say depth chart now posted. I mean, I think Keith Mann, whenever he gets it, will put it on Huskers.com. And you know, but yeah, with some of these younger guys, I think they're just trying to keep the hype down. They don't want, you know, some of these younger guys getting too much hype going into this first game. They've really, really tried to control that from that standpoint.
A name totally out of the blue, and you tell me, he started the spring game, Spencer Long. There's been 25 articles wrote about Jake Codden this whole fall camp. There's been zero. I did not know who Spencer Long was. Had no idea the twin brother that caught a touchdown versus Colorado. Is that true? Who is this kid?
Well, Spencer Long, his twin brother is Jake Long, and he is the third tight end behind Cotton and Kyler Reed, and you know, or his brother Jake. And Spencer has been a reserve offensive lineman that came in, you know, about 250, 260, has added weight over time. His father, I believe,
so have I.
A little bit. His father has been. His father played for Nebraska, I believe, too. But and he's a doctor at Omaha. And they walked on from Elkhorn there, and you know, just a solid kid that's really smart in the classroom, like a 4.0 student. I think once he's developed, he's a very sound player on the field, and with the injuries and guys that have graduated, he's just put himself in a spot. I mean, Brandon Thompson got hurt. Brett Qualley moved out to tackle, which surprised me. I thought Qualley was going to be the starting guard going into the year, and it just left an opportunity. And, you know, Jake Cotton is new to that position, and I think with him, they maybe don't want to put him out there right away as a starter at week one. But I do think you're going to see a lot of Jake Cotton on Saturday with Spencer Long.
Where did we had to miss these offensive? Where are these juniors and seniors that were, you know, these guys that were such monsters coming into this program? Where are they at in this offensive line?
Well, let's see. Trevor Robinson's at Notre Dame. Riley Reif is at Iowa. You know, Bryce Givens is at Colorado, and Dan Hoke is a starter for Missouri. I mean, that was the group of linemen that was supposed to be here right now. And then decommitments happened in 07, and that group obviously went their own direction. But that was really the line that should be the line for Nebraska today if everything would have stayed in that recruiting class. And they've had a couple of misses. You look back at that class with Jess Coffey, Nick Ash, you know, those guys really haven't materialized. You know, the injuries have happened. It's really important. You look at the younger linemen, this freshman class of five guys, Zach Stirrup and Ryan Reeves and Klatchkow, Tyler Moore, who's going to start on Saturday, and Givens Price. It's really important for these five guys to come into the program and develop depth, because they've struck out a lot on this line the last few years in recruiting.
Zach who? Never heard of the kid. Doug and Mary here in the crowd today at our Husker Lunch at the Balsa Banquet Hall in Grand Island on the Doug and Daddy Show. Just a minute left before we get off the air, and then come and listen to the folks here and get their questions. But we do have a couple of questions. Email. John and Carney wants to know, since we have a few seniors like Brandon Kinney, Yoshi, Crick, and Dennard, look at all the youth and kind of just going on what you were talking about there. That would be huge the next couple of years, like Tyler Moore possibly getting the start. Just kind of expand on Tyler Moore getting the start. And how many freshmen you actually think will play on Saturday?
I think you're going to see six freshmen play on Saturday. The three running backs, Tyler Moore at offensive line, Jamal Turner at wide receiver. Then Marl Bondi, I think, is going to get some opportunities, whether it's in kickoffs or extra points or field goals. I think you're going to see Marl Bondi out there with Brett Maher, who will get the start. So six on opening day. It's been a long time since six guys have played. There won't be any on defense that I know of. You know, you've heard some about maybe a linebacker, but I don't think you're going to see David Santos out there at linebacker. So back to Tyler Moore. This kid is the real deal. I mean, he came in as the number one ranked offensive lineman in the state of Florida, which if you follow high school football, it's one of the two or three best states in the country. His father, you know, played for Nebraska. He's related to Jay Moore. He's related to Todd Peterson. He's related to Vince Ferragamo. He was a Husker all the way. Turned down Urban Meyer, turned down all the big teams in Florida to come to Nebraska. It was really a no-brainer. He graduated high school early, which was huge. You look at him and Jamal Turner. Both these kids gave up their last semester of high school, and I think ultimately that's what's gotten them in a position where they're going to play. And Tyler Moore is years ahead for a true freshman. For him to come in this quick and win a starting job, I mean, he's in rare company. You're talking about guys like Will Shields. I mean, I can't remember other than that, you know, guys that started right away on the line as true freshmen.
Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com, you started this whole thing as a recruiting expert, so let's ask you one more question about that. Ask Sean if any recruits will be visiting Saturday and if we should expect any commitments or when you think that's going to kick up again.
Well, one official visitor, Deion Jones, he's already committed to Nebraska. He's a linebacker from New Orleans, Jesuit. You know, a couple other in-state, a lot of in-state kids will be there, but just one official. You'll start to see some more officials come in for the Fresno and the Washington game. Ohio State game will be a huge one in terms of visitors coming in.
Sean, what does a player like Anthony Blue vacating the program, his injury sounds like just couldn't get over them, that free up a scholarship? Can we add to this class more? It started out being only 14, 15 kids.
It's going to probably end up being 17, 18 now is what we're just coming down to right now, and that's what I was told this morning, is about 17-18 is probably where they're going to end up going. But Blue's a senior already. I don't think it really affects the actual recruiting class. I don't know if his scholarship's going to go to somebody, if they're just going to let him kind of finish things out on scholarship, or if he took a medical. They weren't really too clear on that. But, you know, Anthony's a guy that's basically taken two Purple Hearts. I mean, the guy has gone down with major injuries twice, and you feel for the guy because he'd probably be playing on Sundays if it wasn't for the knee injury he suffered right after his freshman year, and then he suffered another knee injury last year. And you just feel for the guy because, you know, he was going to be a pretty good cornerback in the system.
All right, we'll let you finish up your lunch, get ready for get your notes ready here, and turn it over to the crowd here at Ball's Banquet Hall, and we'll talk to you next week over at Bullseye.
Hey, guys, thanks. I'm looking forward to doing these with you guys every week.
It's fun with Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com, and that's going to wrap things up for the Doug and Daddy Show here on this Wednesday. We're going to be packed again tomorrow. Get your fantasy football questions in for John Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire. You can always email those to us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Head football coach at Tennessee Chattanooga going to join us tomorrow on the program as well. It's a lot going on the first day of September.
You know, and on Friday, don't forget Mike Perenio live from Vegas. If you've got an odds question for the owner of the Mandalay Bay Racing Sportsbook, or at least the manager of the Mandalay Bay Racing Sportsbook, shoot us an email, call us, get it to him. We'll certainly pass along, get you that information.
Matt Davison of the Husker Sports Network will also join us on Friday to give us his thoughts on previewing the Huskers this season. That's going to wrap things up. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We want to thank all the folks for joining us today. Sean Callahan of Husker Online, Nebraska All-American Jared Crick, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report, and UNK soccer coach Mike Munch. We're going to get ready to turn it over to the folks here in Grand Island. Have a great day, everyone. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.